Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Daniela W. from San Diego.
Thank you. Daniela, I'm an alcoholic. Welcome to our newcomers and to all the people who took 90 days. Okay, so I'm nervous, but I just told myself that I'm just going to be honest and just let God speak through me, because I think that's just one of the most important things that this program has taught me. I started early. I had a fake ID in high school, so my thing was I would go to Trader Joe's and I would buy the $2 wine, and I would stock up, and I would just drink that every day. And before I would drink that before I went to school, before I went to work, I just found comfort in drinking, and it quickly became a part of my life. And when I was 15, I was court ordered to go to a program, and I obviously didn't stay sober. It was kind of a joke for me, and I was just blaming the person that was with me when I caught that case. And so I kept going, and by the time I was 18, my alcoholism turned into more of a drug addiction, and I'm just not going to get into that because it's an AA meeting, and I really do respect AA. And from the ages of like 18 and on, well, 18 to 20, I was in this pattern, this repeated pattern where I would be in and out of treatment, in and out of jail. When I wasn't in treatment or in jail, I was homeless, because at that point, I had just given up everything that I had ever worked towards to just be drinking and using consistently. Dropped out of school, quit the job that I did have because I just wanted to be loaded every day. And so that is pretty much what it was like. What happened was that me and my boyfriend at the time, we were supporting our habit by just being shady, and we were in and out of jail. And throughout the process, I developed sort of a secret affair with my bail bondsman. And so it was honestly like one of the smartest decisions I ever made at the time. But the plan backfired on me, and what happened was the last time that I went to jail, he reached a point where he wanted to fix me, and so I called him in jail, and I was like, time to get me out, and he was like, no, and he blacklisted me from a majority of the bail bonds offices in San Diego. And so I was like, whatever, like, I'll just go get loaded when I get out. And so when I got out, he was waiting for me in his car. And he was like, get in my car. And I was like, can you take me to Old Town? He's like, sure. And he didn't take me to Old Town. He drove me to Riverside, where he had a bed at a treatment facility waiting for me. And at this point, he had came in contact with my family, and they had set this up. And so while I was in treatment in Riverside, I read the Big Book, and I had like a little mini spiritual experience reading that book. And what I got from reading the book, well, I didn't really read the whole thing, but I read most of it, is that the biggest thing is I realized, okay, I'm beyond human aid. And that was a big thing for me, because I thought there was something wrong with me. I couldn't understand, like, why I couldn't stop, like, you know, even though I was dealing with all these consequences, you know, it's like beyond human aid. Like, my parents couldn't make me stop. Like, the judge couldn't make me stop. And most importantly, like, I couldn't make me stop, you know? And then it said in the book that I pretty much needed, like, a spiritual experience to get sober. And that's pretty much what the book says. It's like, if you want to stay sober, like, you have to have a spiritual experience. Or it calls it, like, a, what is it, moral psychology. I'm nervous right now, so I can't really quote the book right now. So I stayed sober for about 8 months. And after 8 months, I thought I could just, you know, just one more time. And that one more time turned into 3 months of just me being a newcomer. And, you know, relapse is a huge part of my story. But I'm really thankful for my relapses, because I got to see that I cannot use successfully. And I tried every single way to use successfully, and tried switching one for another, tried you know, doing all these weird things, and I always ended back, you know. So finally, so I just celebrated 2 years last week, and I spent my first 14 months in a sober living. In a sober living, I lived with 18 women for about 14 months, and I think if I can get through that sober, I can get through anything in life. I immediately started working the steps, and I started to surround myself with women only. I went to a lot of women's meetings. I pretty much primarily went to women's meetings my first year because I just needed to be, like, safe from all the AA predators. And so, it's true. And I stuck with women that, like, told me things like, work steps or die. Or they told me things like, just try this program, and if you don't want to do it, we'll refund you your misery. You know, they told me things like that. What else did they tell me? They told me all sorts of things I can't really remember right now, but work the steps immediately. And like, my life started to change, you know, and, like, a big thing is that at the beginning, I wanted to be sober, but part of me wasn't that willing, so I just prayed for the willingness. And over time, like, my relationship with my higher power has grown significantly. And I don't think I could be sober without H&I. So H&I, for me, has been, like, the most rewarding experience of my sobriety, besides, like, working steps and sponsoring other women. Because I spent a lot of time in treatment and institutions, I need to go back to, like, the facilities and see women that are just fresh, you know, and it just reminds me of where I was, where I could be, and, like, where I don't want to be either. And, you know, if you're in this room and you're sober, like, you know, there's so many H&I commitments available for all sorts of, you know, I don't know what to say, but the one that I go to is the girls are 12 through 17, and that one is, like, the one that is special for me because I did get sober young. I got sober a month before my 21st birthday, so I'm 22 now. I have two years. It's been a challenge being a young person, but, you know, it's like I'm up here for the young people in the room to tell you that, you know, like, you can do it, and I think that's all I have. Thanks.